Shavuot Tov to everybody. So we begin Parshas Ekev. Rishon of Ekev, of course, it's an absolutely stirring conclusion. The Ramban notes, it's a mitzvah saseh. Bechomakom, so v'tamo, you have to read the pasuk, is v'achalta v'savato uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha ve'al ha'aretz ha'tova asher na'asan lach. That they're really two different dinim. One of them is that Kadosh Baruch Hu sustains us no matter what. That's Birkas Hazan. Hazan is ha'olam kulo b'tuvo. B'chein b'chesed v'rachamim. And then, ve'al ha'aretz ha'tova. That's the way that the bracha is set up, right? We have Birkas Hamazon, Yoshua Benon, who's been talking Birkas Ha'aretz. Nodelecha Hashem Lokeinu al ha'aretz. So that, of course, follows beautifully with what the Ramban is saying, is already Mefurash Bikra, V'achalta V'savata Uveirachta Hashem Elokecha, pause, V'al Haaretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach, Birkas Haaretz should come a second. Okay, very good. So that I think it makes a great deal of sense. It also makes sense in terms of the presentation that it would be given to the Dor HaMidbar. These are, you know, people that, of course, as Aliyah describes, "Vayachilcha zaman asher liyadatav liyadur avosecha," right? "Laman hodiyacha kilo alechem levado yichya adam ki akol motzah pi Hashem yichya adam." It makes sense to say that there's an element which is reserved for Eretz Yisrael, but meidach is an element of recognizing the sustenance of Hashem bechol makom uvechol zman. Okay, Hayara number two, the Aliyah just has the what Rashi says is the source of really maschav mitzvah amrim lo gemor, and in particular the person who is zocha to be gomer es mitzvah, right, nikra al yado. So we have the example, the words in the chumash are kol ha mitzvah, right, the drasha is, right, the mitzvah bishleimusa, the mitzvah kula has to be done, asher anochi mitzvah chayo moso tishmon lasos l'man tuchim nuvasam v'yishtem es ha'aret. So this idea of kol ha mitzvah and in particular maschav mitzvah amrim lo gemor takes on a small amount of poignancy in light of Chazal's most famous drash about it. What is it? The Vaykach Moshe's Atzmus Yosef Imo, that Moshe, right, alone engaged the mitzvah of being Mekayim, the promise to Yosef, right? Vaykach Moshe's Atzmus Yosef Imo. But when the Kavura actually takes place, as recorded in Sefer Yoshua, it says that Bnei Yisrael recover the Atzmus Yosef in Shechem, of all places, right? And it's not a reference to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu carried them, you know, for 40 years. So what happened to that? That's the Raya, that the mitzvah is Nikres Almi Shegomra. Now, that is fascinating in isolation, because, you know, typically we would say, I don't know, we should tell the history of the mitzvah, and, you know, this one got it, you know, from point A to point B, and this one got it from point B to point C, this one got it from point C to point D. So I think it's like a chiddush in its own right, but I think the real point to focus on here is that it's Moshe Rabbeinu himself is saying this. Kol ha-mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu, who undoubtedly, begavra, felt very acutely this issue, right? He got them out of Mitzrayim. Forget about the Atzmos Yosef for a second, as important as those were. But he got the entire generation out of Mitzrayim, but he wasn't going to be, you know, Omrim Lo Gemor. That would be Yoshua Ben Nun. Ki hu yanchilo samis ha'aretz asher tirah. So, you know, once again, you see the kind of the greatness of Moshe in this respect. It's so typical in life. People, you know, the things that, let's say are more difficult for us because they highlight maybe a certain aspect that we struggle with or we weren't able to live up to, even if it's beyond our control, to emphasize other things. Now here, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, Kol HaMitzvah, according to Chazal, right, Maschav Mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemor, the importance of finishing something. So it's like Moshe Rabbeinu's valedictory address over here was edited for, personal aggrandizement. Lehefech, ulehefech, adaraba, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu is trying, right, to communicate to Klal Yisrael that what's going on here, in terms of his not being able to enter Eretz Yisrael or being the one to be maybe them into Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't shy away, according to Chazal, from, you know, the fact that in some sense a job unfinished is a job undone, and the mitzvah is always nikrei salmisha gomra, and that's an important lesson. And the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's teaching us this and highlighting this is just this ultimate tribute to his character, That here he isn't saying, look, you know, Yoshua, he comes in, you know, and I already got the ball down to the 1 yard line over here. So you want to give him credit? You can, but let's all be honest. You know, I took you out as Avadim out of Egypt when everything was hopeless and there was Kriyas Yamsuf and then there was the Cheda Egel. So, you know, let's be honest here. It's like, you know, Lahavdil Alef Alfei Havdalos. If, you know, you have somebody who drafts all the players and he takes a team from, you know, last place to first place and, you know, they go to the Super Bowl and they lose in the fourth quarter and the next year some new coach comes in and they win the Super Bowl, says, you know, I'm a Gavra Rabba. So, you know, clearly we would say, yeah, you know, did you build this roster? Did you have a team position? Of course not. But Moshe Rabbeinu is taking the opposite perspective. Moshe is saying that job isn't finished, job undone. He's not hiding from this. And even within that, you see the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu.